A major winter storm is emerging off the Carolina coast and is tracking well south of Long Island this afternoon. For a change, this storm is missing us here across the Northeast, but it spread a swath of heavy snow through much of the Deep South, all the way from Texas east to Georgia and the Carolinas, and then north into the Mid-Atlantic, with accumulating snows up into New Jersey over the past 24 hours. In our area, we are on the northern fringe of the system. We've had some clouds roll through today, and there have been a few widely scattered snow showers, mainly south of Albany, but it's nothing that you can measure in terms of accumulation. There are a few more snow showers to our west, and those will tend to rotate through later today into tonight, so there's still the chance for at least a few snow showers or a few flurries, but we're not expecting any significant accumulation in our area. It is looking to be another cold night, though, as temperatures fall back into the single digits above and below zero. So cold once again, but not as cold as we've had earlier this month. And then for tomorrow, high pressure will build in from the west. We're looking at a partly sunny day, and the cold weather continues, with highs generally in the teens to around 20. A few spots might sneak a bit above the 20-degree mark. High pressure remains in control for Saturday, so we're looking for a good deal of sunshine, but that cold weather is in no rush to leave. Highs on Saturday will be in the upper teens to middle 20s, and then on Sunday we will introduce our next storm threat, and this storm looks to track a little bit closer to our area, so unlike the storm today that is missing us to the south, this one has a greater opportunity to bring us some precipitation early next week. So for now, we'll call for thickening clouds and an increasing chance for snow on Sunday, and then we'll see exactly where the storm tracks to determine if any mixing will occur with the system early next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers or flurries, low in the single digits below zero, some teens below zero in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and cold, with highs in the teens. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers or flurries, low in the single digits below zero, some teens below zero in the Adirondacks, and for tomorrow, partly sunny and cold, with highs in the teens. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers or flurries, low 5 to 10, and tomorrow partly sunny and cold, high 18 to 24. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers or flurries, low 0 to 5, and for tomorrow, partly sunny and cold, with highs in the middle to upper teens. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny and continued cold, with highs in the upper teens to middle 20s, and on Sunday becoming mostly cloudy, with a chance of light snow or snow showers, highs in the middle 20s to lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.